My guest on Book Notes this month is the award-winning dramaturg, playwright, and novelist, James Magruder. And his first non-fiction book, The Play's the Thing, 50 Years of Yale Repertory Theatre, is coming out this month. And Jim has a long-standing association with Yale, 3 advanced degrees, an award-winning dissertation, 3 French comedies published by the Yale University Press, which is putting out this book. So, Jim, certainly you have the credentials to write this book, but I'm wondering what the crossover to writing nonfiction has been like for you.
First of all, thank you for having me, Judith. The crossover, having spent most of my time working on plays and writing fiction, was very difficult, actually, because as I say in my foreword, the injunction to be fair, accurate, thorough, and write decent sentences to pass my own smell test really slowed me down. I mean, I'd never done long-form nonfiction. I don't think I'll ever do it again because it took forever. The process of both writing and interviewing 117 people, then writing it up, then cutting it, and then Yale Press had a series of hoops that I found interminable, but we've gotten through it, but it took 8 years. I've never worked on a project for this long.
You talk about the interviews. I mean, pretty much every major actor in this country has gone through this process. Who were some of the people that you interviewed?
Frances McDormand, Paul Giamatti, James Earl Jones, Diane Wiest, Meryl Streep. I didn't get Lupita Nyong'o. She, you know, some people are hard to track down, and some people you have to go through a wall of publicists. But I'd say those are the famous actors. There are probably some I'm forgetting.
And the model of the Yale Repertory is just extraordinary. The idea that you are bringing in these absolutely megastars to be alongside students. What has your personal experience been of that process?
Well, I worked as a student dramaturg back in the 80s when I was a student there. Dramaturgs are the grumpiest of drama students because we're really not, it's sort of no glory, no blame. So we're kind of ancillary to the process, but in a way that can be good. You leave no fingerprint. So I worked as a student dramaturg, and that was just really kind of for the money. But then I had 2 productions there of Triumph of Love, that musical we did at Center Stage, went on to Yale after Baltimore all those thousands of years ago, and then a Molière. And sort of, you know, they cast students, as many of them who are talented enough for the parts. And then the idea is it's a conservatory. So they learn from their elders. Like, for example, Rock Dutton said he, watching James Earl Jones play Judge Brock and Hedda Gabler, he watched it every night. It was a masterclass in acting. You just soak it all up if you've a mind to.
All of this and more is in this extraordinarily beautiful book. It's The Play's the Thing, the quote, of course, from Hamlet, 50 Years of Yale Repertory Theatre. And this is by James Magruder, being put out by Yale University Press this month on the 24th. There's more information at yalebooks.yale.edu. What a pleasure to talk to you, James, and congratulations on this monumental work.
Thank you, Judith. Thank you very much.